702. The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Arrangements can now be made for the South African student Hotato Mdunana's final journey home and through crowdfunding. This is just incredible, the fact that we've been able to, through EWN and 702, raise the money for the civil engineering student's parents to do what they'd hoped to repatriate her body from China, with more than R500,000 being donated. You'll know the story. Just over a week ago, the 24-year-old plunged to her death from the 13th story window of a flat, but details leading up to her final moments really do remain a bit of a mystery. The EWN reporter who brought us the story initially, Mia Lindeke, joins us now. Mia, thank you for your time, and kudos to you, Mia, for bringing us this story, and it really has made an enormous impact on this family.
Thank you so much, Mandy. Yes, but the journey is not over yet for Khotatso's family. The family still needs to submit a few documents to the embassy through Durco, and that will then be sent to the Chinese authorities to conclude this process. Khotatso's aunt is actually currently at the embassy to make those final arrangements, to submit the original documents. They need power of attorneys, they need the unabridged certificate, but they also need to submit the proof of payment of this R300,000 that they need to repatriate her remains. And we understand that Backer Buddy, the funds that have now been raised more than half a million, will then be paid into the family's account by midnight. And then they will have to submit this money and the proof of payment to the Chinese authorities. And that will take about 24 hours to reflect in their account. So that means about Thursday morning, they will have more of an indication when the authorities that side will then be sending her remains to O.R. Tambo so that they can start with that burial, for a dignified burial for their daughter.
And finally, some closure for them as well. Mia, any update on the investigation by the Chinese authorities yet?
Mandy, at this point, no, not any information with the investigation. We understand that the post-mortem report is still outstanding and a lot of questions still unanswered. But the mother, Nomsa, says that, you know, she wants some closure, and part of that closure will be the finalization of the investigation. She wants to go and view the body once it is here. And they also now have enough money to go to China and go and walk that, you know, through that last moment their daughter had, and to ask the authorities those crucial questions that they would like to get answered.
Mia, thank you so much. And really, again, kudos to you for the fact that we've been able to make such an enormous difference to the family of Hotato Mdunana, with over R500,000 having been raised.